I think the first year was kind of one of those things where, you know, we didn't really have a whole lot of idea what was going on. We were just trying to throw an event and have fun and enjoy it and raise as much money as possible. And I think this year, you know, we've had a lot of help and people kind of do a lot of different things to kind of make it run smoother and be better and more efficient. So hopefully it's better and continues to get better every year.
Your offseason so far, there's a video posted about you at least throwing it one time. Do you like the work you've been putting in?
Yeah, I do. I've really enjoyed the time I spent out there. I think it's really been beneficial. I feel really good as far as where I'm at mechanically and how the ball's coming out and how it's spinning and all that. So I think it's been good. You know, I was excited. I'm going to head back out next week for, you know, another 2 weeks or whatever. And then I'll be back in Chess.
What do you do in terms of to sort of fix the errors in the offseason? How do you make sure they don't return during the season?
Right. You know, I think it's tough. Obviously, the physical stuff, you know, you want to try and knock that out now in this part of the year, the offseason, try and get all that stuff to stick. So just the constant repetition of trying to make that muscle memory or whatever. And then the decision making and everything that goes on mentally and throughout the game, I think is more so kind of the stuff that we've gone through. You know, I felt towards the end of the season, was kind of able to really find, a good rhythm with Nathaniel Hackett and the way he was calling plays and what we were doing. There were still some boneheaded plays and bad plays, but I think they were significantly reduced. And I think it only continue to be less.
With Nate, position coach turned interim play caller, turned play caller with a new offense. What's that transition going to be like? A lot of different things that are...
Yeah, you know, I think he's excited for it. He's done it before. He's called plays. And I think it now kind of allows him to have a, you know, the overview of everything. He can be in control of all of it and kind of work on a big picture level, and then bringing in Scott to kind of take care of the quarterbacks and kind of focus on the smaller things and the details and the mechanics and footwork and all that stuff.
Like having Nate, how much with that comfort level, how much does that help, you know, going into this?
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge, you know, because he's somebody that, you know, like Ryan said, had a relationship with him, and, you know, he was my quarterback coach for 2 years. So we spent a lot of time together, and we're able to kind of form that relationship and that chemistry. And now that he's taken over as the play caller, you know, his role changes a little bit as far as what he has to be in charge of and pay attention to. But I'm excited for it. You know, I look forward to working with him, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
When you got out to California, what was the first thing that you attacked?
The first thing we focused on was, I mean, probably what everybody would guess, just trying to tighten up the release, make that as quick as possible. So keep it never letting really, the wrist get below the elbow, you know, trying to keep that parallel, and not drop it down. So that was probably the main focus, and then just a couple tweaks here and there and different things.
How intense was that first couple of weeks there? Sounds like you kind of got back on track.
Right. Yeah, it didn't take a whole long time to fix it. It didn't take a long time to fix it, I guess. But the first week, it wasn't pretty. It didn't look good, and, you know, that's part of it. When you're trying to change things, it's not going to be great. But, you know, we were able to kind of hash that out, and now it's, you know, it's going on.
Huge difference on tape when you're watching yourself.
Yeah. Yes. So, yeah, it's definitely, it looks better. It's more efficient, quicker, and all that stuff.
Do you have any correlation to doing those drills, you know, just on your own, no pad, just throwing through an open receiver as opposed to having some guys coming at you rushing?
Yeah, you know, and I think that's part of it, and that'll always be, you know, that's the true test of, you know, did it stick? There's only one way to figure that out, and that's, you know, going to start and play.
You had talked about having some of your receivers come out to California. Did you guys get a chance to do that?
I've thrown with Marquise, and I'm actually headed to Arizona to meet up with A-Robin Hearns next week to work out with them.
With Scott's background, obviously, as a quarterback in the league, how much do you think that'll help you kind of as you mature in the role?
Yeah, you know, I think it's huge. He's a guy that's been around. He's been around a lot of football. He's coached a lot of football. He's won, at every level. And he's a guy that played the position, which is unique. There's not a whole lot of quarterback coaches in the NFL that played. So I think that's a unique aspect that he has and he brings to the table. And I've had a chance to talk to him, and you know, I'm excited. He's going to do an unbelievable job. He's very detail-driven, and you know, I think that's really good as far as, you know, the small parts of playing quarterback.
How big is this year? I mean, they may or may not pick up that option.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's huge, and I think... You know, you could say it's whatever. It's as big as however you want it to be, but regardless, we got to be here on April 10th, and we got to show up to camp in August, and eventually they're going to start playing football games. So I think all that stuff's irrelevant, and I'm excited to just go play football and enjoy that.
Well, the make it break it part. You're able to separate that because you're driven yourself.
Right. And, I think it's, I'm confident with what I've done this offseason and that I'll be able to come and help this team be as good as we possibly can be, So the whole, everything, involving the contract, I mean, that's up to them. I look forward to playing football for you.
AJ, you saw him on tape last year. What does he bring to this defense?
He's an unbelievable player. So happy you don't have to play against him anymore. In the second opportunity that I've had to be a teammate of his. So I look forward to it. He's an unbelievable player. I think him and Jalen are going to be an unreal duo. Both of them are extremely good players. But, he's a guy that he's always around the ball. He's always making plays. He's got, an uncanny ability to break up passes. He's a good dude and a really hard worker.
New left tackle again this year. Do you feel like the line is gaining some of that stability through Tom's building of the team?
I think so, definitely. And, I think it's time. In order to build that, I think it takes time. And I feel as though, each year it gets a little more and more permanent, like you said. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think Brandon's awesome. He's a guy that's been around for a long time, 10 years, played a lot of football, won a lot of football, and has seen a lot of things. So I look forward to him being on that side.
Health-wise, are you feeling fully recovered from the shoulders?
Yes. Yeah, everything's good. Good to go.
A-Rob said at the Super Bowl, hey, he was speaking for the receivers. So maybe we got comfortable this year. Everybody had a good 2015. Do you feel like there's going to be a greater sense of urgency even in your off-season work?
Yeah, I would say there's definitely nobody I don't think that's going to be comfortable anymore. Maybe he's right in a sense as far as what we did and, how we went about it. But, I know how hard they're working, him and Hearns. I know how hard Marquise is working. I know what I'm doing, and, I think it's going to be a lot of fun.